Well, hello. Welcome to Pacer Radio, and next in the Paul's Quickfire Q&A sessions. Today's question, should I accept a counteroffer? So if somebody is, company's offered you a job and your current employer offers you a counteroffer to stay, should you accept it? My view in all cases is no, and I'm going to give you four reasons why. First, if you've got to a point where you are willing to take an offer from another company, there surely must be issues within your current employment. For you to have gone to the trouble of going out to market, interviewing with companies, having an offer put forward to you from a good business, there must be fundamental issues within the business you are in. Those issues are not going to change or are very unlikely to change. Businesses do not change. Certainly, if they do, they take a long time to change, a little bit like trying to change direction of an oil tanker. It cannot move quickly. So the issues you've got, just because you've taken a counter offer, are very unlikely to change within that business. Number two, of course, they bloody well knew that you were underpaid and or unhappy. The reality is businesses know exactly where you should be salary-wise compared to others in their business. And generally speaking, they're not naive to the fact that you are unhappy. You'll probably be fairly evident from the way you behave in the office, your body language, etc. Maybe you've told them directly in the past, in fact, that you're not happy. They know you're unhappy. So when they come back to you and tell you that they weren't aware in the shot, it's a load of rubbish, frankly. If you are truly sold on another business that you want to join and you end up taking a counter offer, you're always going to kind of look back and think, gosh, did I make the right choice? You'll monitor that other business in the news and see what's going on in the industry. You'll always think, God, have I made the right move? And it will fundamentally eat you up. And off the back of that, I guess lastly, number four, you'll always be looking at your employer through a different lens once you've kind of made the choice to stay. You'll always be scrutinizing them more. And fundamentally, you'll probably, over time, become more resentful and maybe wish you'd have made that move. And that is why my honest anecdotal experience from doing this now for over 25 years is that the vast majority of people who take counteroffer have gone within 12 months. They've left the company within 12 months. So then my four is you should not take counteroffer. I'll throw in an additional one. Realistically, once you've handed your notice in and you've kind of suggested you want to leave, then I would suggest there's a degree of trust lost there with your current employer. They've almost feel less trusting of you and your desire to stay. So really, it's just a plaster for them to try and keep hold of you. But fundamentally, your card has been marked by choosing to even dare look at leaving the business. So they're the reasons, folks. I would honestly say do not take a counteroffer. It very, very, very rarely ends well. It nearly always ends badly. It ends up you leaving within 12 months of accepting the counteroffer, by which point you may have missed an even better opportunity with another business. Okay, on to the next one. Cheers, bye.